The Osgood Files, sponsored by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for Women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. They sit on the outskirts of some of our biggest cities. Chemical plants, thousands of them. And usually, even though they handle some pretty dangerous toxins, they operate without incident. But suppose they were attacked. More after this. 5 years ago, the Department of Homeland Security started a program to make America's chemical plants terror-proof. And yet the man responsible for overseeing that program, Todd Kyle, discovered after ordering a review that many inspections weren't happening. So he went to his boss.
The response was, let's keep this internal, we'll see what we can do, and my efforts at correcting the program were thwarted.
Kyle finally resigned from Homeland Security, but last week, the Government Accountability Office seemed to back up his claims, revealing that as of the end of June, not one of the 4,400 chemical plants in the program had been fully inspected. CBS's Armin Katayan decided to go to Kyle's former boss, Rand Beers, to ask just what the taxpayers got for their money.
What the American public has gotten for $480 million is a map of the vulnerabilities that this country has with respect to chemical facilities and the process of developing the plans to make those sites safer.
But Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa, ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, doesn't sound convinced.
I think it's about time that the Department of Homeland Security comes clean and admits that this program isn't running.
Yes, he wants us to admit publicly that the program to protect thousands of dangerous chemical plants from terrorists isn't running. Am I the only one hoping that the terrorists aren't near a radio? The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.